I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 9 to 13, and also chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, and hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. In these human words, God's voice is heard. So, to the scattered and yet ever faithful people of Open Table MCC, abounding grace of God through Jesus Christ be with you all, and to each of your families. I also greet you with the strength, courage, and persistent hope that comes from the Holy Spirit who made it possible for Open Table MCC to exist for 14 years. Open Table MCC, as an organic church community, has persevered in many different ways through all the challenges we faced and all the milestones we have celebrated in all of its 14 years of existence and ministry. It is our anniversary, so happy anniversary, Open Table. Tayo ay 14 na, 14 years old. Malapit nang mag-sweet 16. Yun nga lang, hindi tayo makakapag-celebrate this year together physically. Unlike last year, no, yung masayang celebration last year. Despite our individual and group struggles, we have remained true and steadfast with our commitment to be a safe space of Christian spirituality for LGBTQI+ individuals. We have remained faithful with our mission to proclaim God's inclusive love, not only in worship and preaching, but also through lectures, workshops, and most recently through our Community Connect and online webinars. And there were also times that we were able to do this by doing outreach Lumad community or sa mga outreach natin sa Cubao, giving our Christmas gifts to the homeless. And of course, our HIV memorial noong 2017. So while each of us had to struggle with this pandemic in many and different ways, we continue to gather together in prayer, stories, and encouragement. We are still able to minister and proclaim even during this lockdown. Some of you have continued to generously support our community by sending your pledges and your offerings. We are also sustained financially by the generous support that we have received last year from Resurrection MCC and the continuing support of Founders MCC. And by God's grace and by our continued love for one another, I hope that all of us will overcome this pandemic. The Apostle Paul and the churches he cared for had their had their challenges, internal conflicts, and even even persecution. His letters were primarily to address, yung mga sulat ni Pablo was primarily to address and respond to struggles, conflicts, and external threats of those churches. Nonetheless, they remained faithful and committed to the work of community among them and the work of proclamation no matter what the situation or trial that came their way. Even at the point of execution and death, many of them welcomed their martyrdom with joy and with the singing of hymns. We stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. Not only in MCC, yung mga pioneers natin sa MCC like Reverend Choi and the other MCC pioneers, but also on the shoulders of every queer Christian all the way back to the Ethiopian eunuch that the Apostle Philip baptized and all the way to the Roman centurion that approached Jesus and ultimately going back to Jesus himself who welcomes and accepts everyone and reminds everyone that everyone is a child of God. And so, we stand on their shoulders and on the continuing mission of our faith ancestors. Every queer Christian lives in each one of us and through our church community as MCC. So while it's natural to fear and worry during this pandemic, let us not surrender to our fears and worries, for we are not alone. For as they remained faithful, our early ancestors were faithful to Christ, so we must remain faithful to the same Jesus Christ. And as Christ is faithful to them, so is the same Jesus Christ faithful to us today. Have you ever experienced falling in love? Siguro naman, marami sa atin na experience na ang mag-fall in love. Or experience what it was like to be loved. Now, if not in a romantic way, have you ever had a friendship? Meron ba kayong kaibigan where you felt you were truly cared for and that you cared also as much? What was it like? Ano yung feeling? What is the feeling, that strong attraction that the only words to describe is, the only words to describe it is the words fall in love or fallen in love? Naalala nyo pa ba yung unang beses kayong na in love? Or yung unang beses kang kinilig sa iyong high school crush or college crush? When we first came to this chapel in November, I think it was in November of 2018, one of our first workshops was about romantic relationships. We talked about the dynamics and principles, the boundaries, and the challenges of a romantic relationship, and by extent, any kind of relationship. Those who were in attendance that time were both deep in thought, malalim na pinagmunihan yung topic, and was also eager to talk about relationships. What are the things that makes a relationship work and last? When and why to finally break it off? What are the reasons to stay and to hold on? It was a very good conversation. And at the end of the workshop, in closing, to close the workshop, I told everyone that everything that everyone shared about romantic relationships are all applicable to our community relationship. I guess it is the same with falling in love. Falling in love. Not yet necessarily in relationship, but that period where you fall in love while you while at the same time you try to test the waters. Although ako personally, I do not really believe in love at first sight. Pwede pa siguro love at first kiss? Ne, char lang, charot lang. I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe that love takes time. May kanta nun, di ba? Love takes time. Na talaga akong talent sa pagkanta eh. Yeah, love takes time. There is the assessing period. Meron ngang assessing period eh. Love comes after, and therefore I also believe that for most cases, a significant amount of quality time together is an important aspect of a relationship and has impact to the relationship and each of the individuals. Hindi rin ako naniniwala dun sa, oh, hindi naman, Pastor, hindi naman ano, may mga kinakasal ako minsan, 1 month pa lang gusto na magpakasal eh. Lumalapit sa atin, no? Hindi ako naniniwala dun sa part na, naku, Pastor, 1 month pa lang kami, 2 months pa lang kami, alam na namin, sure, kami na for life. Hindi ako naniniwala. Siyempre, hindi ko man sinasabing hindi ako naniniwala sa kanila. Pero sa loob-loob ko, ate, hindi totoo yan. Love takes time. Time. May anecdote about time, wisdom, and love. I-search nyo. May magagandang kwento niyan eh. Love takes time. Because only through time together, quality time together, a significant amount of quality time together, that you are able to go through the various motions, processes, dynamics, and challenges of a relationship. And only after then you are able to say that indeed it is true love. But I understand, and I believe, in a way, I believe in that gut feeling. Yung gut feeling, yung intuition, when you've met someone, and then there is something inside you that tells you, I found the one. I found the one. Although rare yun, ha? I can say without a shadow of the doubt that I have been mostly in love for the past 10 years. 10 years ago, I came to MCC Quezon City with a broken heart. Coming to MCC Quezon City, I found it interesting. Interesting naman tong church na to. Although MCC was not really that attractive when I first came. Diyos ko, layo-layo, taga-Pasig ako, tapos yung MCC Quezon City nasa Mindanao Avenue, sa likod ng, malayo-layo pang likod ng SM North. So, sinaga ko siyang puntahan from Pasig. Tapos, nasa third floor, walang elevator at that time. Wala ring aircon. Majinit Jackson, dati sa MCC Quezon City. But there was something about MCC QC that made me interested and made me come back to know MCC QC more. Nung first Sunday na umatend ako, I was nervous, no? Kinakabahan ako and I could not get myself to go up to the third floor immediately. Meron akong hesitation, paikot-ikot ako dun sa gilid dun sa kanto ng Project 6 at Mindanao Avenue. And so, sabi ko, I didn't know what kind of people are there. Ito yung pakiramdam na parang ano eh, nung bata ka pa, teenager ka pa, first time mo makikipag-EB, makikipag-eyeball, no? Kinakabahan ka, makipag-meet sa ka-eyeball mo or sa ka-SEB mo, char lang, ka-SEB mo. And so, no, kinakabahan ako, punta ako sa MCCQC. And I'm sure many of you who first came to MCC also had a similar experience, lalo na kung mag-isa kayong nagpunta. So finally, I had the courage to go up sa third floor. and enter. And lahat sila nakapula. They were all in red. Parang, yeah, in red. It was a Sunday in February where they were celebrating Chinese New Year. So unang-unang Sunday ko was Chinese New Year celebration sa MCCQC. And I remember Kuya Michael Mia, Ninang ng Bayan, was one of the very first persons who approached me. And Kuya Mike made sure I was comfortable and at ease. Tahimik lang ako at observer, halos wala akong kinakausap. And I just tried to observe and go with the flow. I did not fall in love right away. I fell in love slowly but surely, even as I was mending a really painful and wounded heart. No? May issue ako sa dati kong jowa noon. Na-ex ko na ngayon. So, I was mending a broken heart at that time. As I got to know MCC people, the worship and the community, Sunday after Sunday, I fell in love. I started to fall in love. I didn't realize until much later that I finally found the one. I finally found the church community, the tribe, where I belong. As a gay man, I discovered after several months or even a whole year that I finally found the one, and his name is Metropolitan Community Church. I never had the reason to leave MCC, or even when I had reasons, much, much later, I never really had the power to leave. I knew and felt that God loved me or loves me through MCCQC, and that I love God through MCCQC and its ministry. Ngayon, over 10 years na ako sa MCC, sa Open Table, some MCC people tried to leave. At common naman yan sa lahat ng churches. Some people would leave church. So some people tried to leave MCC, QC, or later on Open Table MCC, and attend other churches like CCF, Victory Church, GCF, and the Catholic Charismatic Group, The Feast, or even other churches pa, other born-again churches, or even go back to the Roman Catholic Church. But after one or two Sundays na umaten sila, after attending for quite some time dun sa mga churches na yon, some of them came back to MCC. Specifically MCCQC. And they tell us that it's really not the same. Some of them came back to MCC and tells us, kakaiba talaga, iba. In almost everything, they have it better. Huge facility. Iba, lalo na yun sa may tendesitas. Laki-laking facility. At magandang facility. They have charismatic pastors, very charismatic pastors, na mukhang mabango, kahit hindi naman guwapo o maganda. Parang ang bango-bango ni pastor, di ba? Paka-charismatic ng pastors. And they have concert-level music. But they leave those churches feeling as if they really don't belong. Why? Because those churches may welcome you or them, but not really accept you. You can worship with them but still not belong to their community. You may pray with them, but you cannot let them hear some of your prayers or else. You may listen to them, bonggang preaching, but they can never listen to the truth of your heart and of your life. The thing about finding the one is that the feeling of wanting to be with each other is mutual, even when it is not said. There is a feeling of being mutually accepted without so much words. There is that intense look. Meron yung intense look. Tingin lang. or that unaware smile when you receive a message. There is a feeling of wanting to know and see the other, and the other also feels the same way. Inasmuch as you wish to be part of MCC, I hope, no, lalo na sa mga bago natin sa MCC, inasmuch as you wish to be part of MCC, I hope you want to be part of MCC, is the mutual desire that we wish you to be part of us. We want you to be part of us. And I hope you had that gut feeling that we are the one. When you have found the one, no one and nothing will ever compare to that one. And so is with MCC. This is your tribe. We are your people. It is where God loves you and accepts you for the totality of who you are and of who you love. This is where you are called worthy. Dito kayo tinatawag, dito kayo sinasabihan. This is where you are called worthy. You are worthy. You are holy without the need or the pressure to conceal your identity or your significant other. Worthy as a person and valued for your gifts, you are called and challenged to a different, radical, and critical way of believing, worshiping, and serving. And despite the petty fights and conflicts, despite the banters and the disagreements, despite the challenges in our small facility, the nuances of the pastor, and our struggling music ministry, despite your tampo to the pastor at mga bagay na ini-imagine nyo sa akin at iniisip ko tungkol sa inyo na most likely wala namang basihan at hindi naman totoo, or whatever else na tampuhan at mga divahan ng bawat isa sa makulay nating tribo, this will always be your community. We will always be your queer family. And the one who loves you and whom you love, i-deny nyo man, takbuhan nyo man. Open Table MCC, as the body of Christ and where Christ is radically present, is your one true love, your one true home. Now, for others who left Open Table MCC or currently have a passive-aggressive relationship with us for whatever reason, I get it. I understand. I know. Kahit hindi natin pag-usapan. I know. At iba man ang hugot ko at konteksto ko bilang pastor, may mga pagkakataon rin naman na ako mismo ginusto ko nang umalis. At iwan ang MCC. Gusto ko naman kapag-break. You know, around 2015, the year 2015 when I actually wanted to leave, gusto ko nang iwan ang MCCQC, back then, MCCQC pa. But not MCC entirely, MCCQC. Because I did not feel that I was ever heard or valued despite everything that I did or was doing sa church. And so I made the attempt to leave. Now, when I became officially the pastor of the church, I still had instances and moments when I wanted to give up with this relationship. There were moments that I felt nothing was working well. There were times na nabubwisit ako, even though I never talked to anyone. I never told anyone. May mga times na naiinis rin ako sa sarili ko. Ako mismo, naiinis ako sa sarili ko kasi feeling ko wala na akong ginawa o sinabing tama. at may mga pagkakataon na nararamdaman ko o may siguro nagiging assuming din ako, no, na feeling ko walang nakikinig o naniniwala sa akin, na hindi ako effective. So I just wanted to leave. I just wanted to leave even though I knew, alam ko, that it was not yet time. It's not yet time for me to leave. And like any long-time relationship, there were days or even weeks that this relationship was not the best and not the easiest thing. It was not the best, and that the easiest thing to do was to give up, even when there is no justifiable reason to do so. So I know the feelings to a certain degree. I know why you are no longer here, or decided to distance yourself, or decided to limit your presence among us. As with any relationship with lovers, friends, and parents, and siblings, we have those moments and feelings. But what I have learned over the years is that before we decide to leave or to break up, we have the responsibility to first try to make the relationship work. First and foremost, by talking as honestly as possible. To address and process our feelings as mature as we can through openness and communication. You know, a few days ago, hindi ko naman papangalanan, so it remains confidential and anonymous. A few days ago, there was a person who messaged me sa Facebook and sabi niya gusto niyang i-address sa akin some of the things, some issues that he has. And baka daw kasi nag-a-assume siya. So may mga bagay siyang tinanong sa akin. And natuwa ako, no, because andun yung maturity to really address yung anuman yung kanyang mga nararamdaman at naiisip tungkol sa akin. At natutuwa ako yung maturity na i-address niya yun sa akin. Kausapin ako about it, even through chat. And so nagkaroon kami ng linawan. And there was another person many weeks ago, a little bit similar, no? Naglabas ng concerns about church, about ministry, and it's always good to talk, whether we will agree or agree in part, disagree in part. Nagkakalinawan, nagkakapaliwanagan. So we have to try to make it work. And the first thing is communication and openness. To try to see both sides, not just my side or my feelings, and to be ready and willing to listen to what the other person will have to say, even if we might not like it. To honestly look, to also honestly look at our heart, your heart, and perhaps to see if you also failed to love the way that you also wanted to love. Open Table MCC is not your enemy. And we are never here to hurt you. Never was, never is, never will. If ever there was a time that you were reprimanded or held accountable, it was only because we had to do it out of love for you and for others. And like any relationship, when something was done or said wrong, or if there are any disagreements with a partner or a friend, we have to tell them. We have to talk. We have to overcome those things. It's the same with community. Both Jesus and Paul tells us to work out our conflicts and differences and always to remember that only through love that we can overcome those things that might keep us apart. Part of what I've said last year in my letter that Danielle read was the words of Reverend Choi Perry. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is love. By keeping the main thing is the only way we will be able to transcend anything and everything that may separate us, divide us, and destroy us as community, a people in relationship with each other. The main thing is love. The commandment we have received from Jesus is love. And expounded by Paul in Romans, the one that we read, expounded by Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, and also expounded by the first letter of John. Love is the commandment we have received, and it is love that fulfills the law, according to Paul. So how do we love? Paano ba tayo magmahal? Through better and matured ways of examining ourselves and on how we handle our relationships. Better and matured ways of examining ourselves and handling our relationships. Another thing I have said in last year's letter was community in diversity is difficult. Community in diversity with inclusion. Kasama yun eh. Community in diversity with inclusion is difficult. Mahirap. All kinds of colors, all kinds of sizes, all forms of drama, all forms of kabekbekan in this community. Community in diversity is difficult only because of the maximum joy and the exponential potential that a diverse community can manifest and realize. This joy was expressed in the many celebrations we had over the years, like the anniversary last year, or the time we finally moved to this new chapel, or the annual retreats that we go to, na hindi lang naman tayo nagre-retreat. It's a time for us to bond together as a community with stories, with mga okrayan, may mga nakakatawang okrayan pag-retreat, or even the simplest Sunday evening dinners after worship. These were, and many are, the expressions of joy of a diverse community. This potential for good has been expressed in those times that each one of us walk around Cubao, nasa Cubao pa tayo, giving out Christmas bags and talking to homeless to know their names and stories. When we do charity in MCCQC, iba. Iba. If naalala niyo yung Christmas gift giving natin, kailangan kayo ang mamili. Kailangan kayo mag-abot. At kailangan kilalanin niyo ang pangalan ng pagbibigyan niyo. Remember that? The potential for us to do good in a diverse community. The potential of good was expressed when, despite our struggle in 2017, we were able to organize with NCCP, the National Council of Churches, the AIDS Memorial in the Church of the Risen Lord. Yan sa pinakabongga nating nagawa nating event, yung AIDS Memorial in the Church of the Risen Lord. Or the many times we did a workshop for Trippers Philippines. This potential of good is expressed in the simplest of ways when we try to listen and encourage one another sa mga kwentuhan, sa simpleng pag-private message, para mga musta, hindi para umaura, ha? Community is difficult only because of its maximum joy and potential for maximum good. Like in any other relationship, even in a community, palagi ko ito sinasabi sa mga couples na kinakasal ko, nasa Diyos ang awa, nasa magkarelasyon ang gawa. The quality of our community will be dependent on what kind of relationship we are willing to give to one another. If we wish a better and ever-growing church community, we must ask ourselves, are we willing to give? What are we willing to give to the ones that we love? My prayer is that we are able to raise the level of care, love, and maturity among us so that in this way we are able to love and care for others in a better and best ways. This pandemic has shown us through the lives of our LGBTQI plus sisters, brothers, and siblings that the love in this community is very much needed in this country and the world. Love compels us to love. Some of you might just be at the beginning of this process, bago pa lang sa MCC, and beginning your journey in falling in love with Open Table MCC. You might be wondering about many things about this church. No? Mga bago pa lang sa atin. You might be wondering many things about this church. Like me, when I first came. Totoo ba talaga ang simbahang ito? Simbahan ba talaga ito? Baka naman kulto ito? Baka naman puro kabaklaan lang meron dyan? Are they worth my time and effort? You assess and question Open Table MCC the same way you would with a new friend or a new love prospect. But you wouldn't know unless you give time and you give it a chance. You give us a chance. I hope like me 10 years ago, you will see and feel in your gut, in your intuition, that there is something beyond what is in the surface of things. Sa mga long time naman na mga ministry members na pinag-ugatan na sa MCC, mga 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 22 years na sa MCC, some of you, like me, baka may nararamdaman na tayong stagnation dahil ang tagal-tagal na natin, tagal-tagal na natin sa relationship na ito. Alam ko, nararamdaman ko, napapagod na kayo minsan, or minsan tinatamad na. And sometimes I feel that way also. Like any relationship. Pero alam nyo at ramdam nyo kung gaano kahalaga ang ginagawa natin bilang MCC. At sana pagod o tinatamad man, paminsan-minsan, o ano pa man ang rason, sana nakikita at nararamdaman nyo rin ang inyong halaga, your value, in the mission that we all do, in the mission, sa mission na ating ginagawa at ginagampanan. Remember why you are MCC and why you came that first Sunday when you were here. Remember, sabi ko rin yan sa mga couple na matagal na eh, remember what love was in order for love to move forward. 10 years ago, I fell in love, slowly but surely, to the tribe where I found and experienced God, the community I've come to call home. And so today, I renew myself and my love and tell you all, I love you. I love you, Open Table MCC. And each one of you who compose it. In all of your nakakairitang kabikbikan, and in all of your gifts and talents, I love you. I love you with all of your imperfections and opportunities for growth. As with the letter I wrote last year, do I say it again that I love you with the same love that the Apostle Paul had for the churches of his time? Passionate yet firm in discipline, joyful yet sober, loyal but not blind, intimately tender while ever changing and growing. And like the Apostle Paul, where there will come a time, and like the Apostle Paul, there will come a time that I will no longer be with you. But for now, and for as long as I am here, I want our relationship as a community to work and to thrive. I love you. I love you in all of your beauty and your wonderful messiness. I hope you feel the same. If not now or not yet, I hope you will fall in love slowly but surely and eventually. In the name of all that is holy and loving, in Christ Jesus, the lover of our souls. Amen.